called a lariat, is a classic cowboy tool designed for catching running cattle. On one end, there's a moving noose you throw over the animal's head. This loop tightens around the neck or horns, safely stopping the animal in its tracks. Working a lasso requires tremendous skill. So much so that rodeos typically hold roping contests and feature performances of jaw-dropping maneuvers. The rope maker starts by looping 5 nylon threads around a bushing mounted on a traveling box. He ties the end onto the first of 3 spinning eyes, then runs the 5 threads around the bushing and the second spinning eye, then back to the bushing. He then hops on his cart and drives the traveling box to another traveling box, pulling the threads for this lasso to a length of 14 meters. He transfers the threads from the bushing to a spinning eye on the second traveling box, then pulls the threads back to make the other half of the rope. When he arrives at the starting point, he loops the threads through a third spinning eye. Then he pulls all the threads to equal tension, cuts them from their spools, and ties them off. This completes what's known as the stringing process. Next comes the twisting process. A motor turns the 3 spinning eyes, twisting the 10 threads on each one into a strand, and the 3 strands together into a lasso rope that's a bit more than half a centimeter in diameter. The twisting force pulls the 2 boxes toward each other. The rope maker puts a certain amount of weight in each box. That determines the stiffness of the rope, which can range from extra soft to medium hard. A rope this length takes about 5 minutes to twist. The rope maker now wraps the end with electrical tape so that the rope won't unravel when he cuts it loose. He pulls the rope at the center to release some tension. Then, just beyond the taped end, snips the strands free. He knots them, then trims the ends with a hot blade that slices the nylon threads by melting them. He lays the rope in piping hot wax. It seeps into the nooks and crannies, permeating the threads deep inside, setting the twist. After suspending the rope for a while to let the excess wax drip off, he connects it to a pulling mechanism inside a heated room, or in summertime, outdoors, under the hot sun. Stretching for a couple of days pulls out any waves, ensuring the rope lies perfectly straight. Next, he cuts off the knot and unravels just enough rope to tie a knot for what's called a hondu. That's the eye in the rope, which lets him build the loop that catches the animal. On the other end, he ties a different type of knot, one which will keep the rope from unraveling. Using pliers and a vise, he pulls both knots tight, slices off excess with the hot blade of the rope cutter, then burns the ends with a propane torch to seal them. Now he ties the hondu. The hondu slides along the rope, loosening and tightening the loop. He hangs the hondu on a hook and, using a specially designed wheel, pulls it tight. He sews a piece of rawhide into the eye of the hondu. This piece of leather is called the burner. It prevents the eye from burning through, meaning wearing out, as the rope slides through it. He bangs it with a hammer to seat it in the rope grooves, then stamps the company name on it and marks the rope stiffness. Lassos come in various degrees of stiffness for different types of animals and purposes, such as roping cattle by the head or by the heels.